Hello and welcome to Grapefruit League Town, my journey through Mets spring training, with me, Jeff Heisen. Hi everyone, it's Monday and with today's day off, I wanted to answer a listener question and talk about something on my mind. Pete in Olney, Maryland asks, do I need to buy tickets in advance for spring training games? And the answer is, it depends. Sorry, that's not a more concrete answer, but it does depend. Is it spring break in New York? If it is, then you have to buy tickets in advance. If they're playing the Yankees or the Red Sox, you have to buy tickets in advance. And the same is true if they're playing the Cardinals. No matter what we think of Cardinals fans, they travel. And they travel to all three ballparks in the area. So you have to see if they're playing the Cardinals, and if so, you need to buy tickets in advance. But tickets will be available. You don't have to use MLB.com. You can use the secondary market. I bought two tickets for this Thursday's game at Port St. Lucie, and I paid $26 per ticket for a $40 ticket right by home plate. Did he say tickets are $40? Yes. Tickets are stupid expensive. These are practice games. You're going to see a lot of players that you've never heard of, but they're charging you a lot of money. So check all of the apps. You don't have to use MLB.com. Use all of the apps. Already this spring, I've bought tickets from three different apps, SeatGeek, TickPick, and GameTime. So look around at all the apps. Maybe there's a better deal at one than the other. Often it's the same tickets on each of the apps, and the only question for the pricing is which has the best fees. So use the apps and plan ahead, but you don't have to buy tickets far in advance. Sometimes there are good deals the day of the game, but not at the ballpark. There are three ballparks here, and they all have a day of game surcharge. I'm not kidding. If you walk up and buy a ticket right before the game, they charge you an extra fee. It's so annoying. If you're seeing the Mets in a spring training road game, be cognizant of who their opponent is. In Jupiter, if they're playing the Marlins, sit on the first base side, and if they're playing the Cardinals, sit on the third base side. You don't want to sit with fans of the other team. If you're going to West Palm Beach and they're playing Washington, sit on the third base side. If they're playing Houston, sit on the first base side. Again, you don't want to sit with fans of the other team. You want to sit with Mets fans. You're going to want to sit in the shade. I know that's counterintuitive. You've come to Florida. You want to soak in the Florida sun, but you're sitting for 2 to 3 hours, so bring a jacket and sit in the shade. And when I say bring a jacket, I don't want to sound like your mother. Bring a jacket. Because you're sitting in the shade and not moving, it can get a little chilly. And you feel silly about it because you get out of the car, it's sunny, most of the people walking by you are wearing shorts. I'm telling you, bring a jacket. Get ready because parking at all of the ballparks is $15. It's ridiculous. You have no other way of getting there, but it's $15 to park at each of the ballparks, and all of the ballparks are cashless. And eat something ahead of time. You know that clear plastic bag that they let you bring into Citi Field? You're not allowed to bring that into any of these three ballparks, and they make you empty your pockets and go through the magnetometers. So the only thing you can bring into the ballpark is one unopened plastic bottle of water, and that's it. And the food here at all of the ballparks isn't great, so try and have a nosh ahead of time. So let's review what we've learned here. You don't have to buy in advance, except if they're playing the Cardinals, the Yankees, Red Sox, or if it's spring break in New York. Use the secondary market. You're going to want to sit in the shade, so bring a jacket and eat ahead of time. I hope you found this helpful. And I want to talk about something on my mind. The Mets should sign Jordan Montgomery. Of course they should. The rotation has too many variables, especially with Kodai Senga out until mid-May at the earliest. As of now, it's merely the fourth best rotation in the NL East and the bottom third of all of baseball. So yes, Jordan Montgomery would benefit the Mets and might even be the difference between making the playoffs and not. However, the Mets won't sign him. At least it doesn't look like they will. Not that they can't sign him. Steve Cohen has the money. Steve Cohen has dead shark money. As an aside, that's my shorthand for how rich Steve Cohen is, because once he bought a sculpture called The Physical Impossibility of Death in the Mind of Someone Living, which is a fancy title for a dead tiger shark preserved in formaldehyde, and it cost him between $8 and $12 million. And then he paid the artist more money to fix it when the shark's corpse deteriorated. Whatever. It's his money, and he has dead shark money, so he has Jordan Montgomery money. He can, but he won't. At least not unless Scott Boras brings Cohen a discount in money and in years, but that's not Boras's M.O. He won't because of the luxury tax. The Mets are already projected to finish the season above the highest tax threshold, which imposes a 110% penalty on every additional dollar spent. You're not seeing the fruits of this because some of it's in Houston and some of it's in Texas. But we have to remember that whatever they spend now on additional salaries is doubled due to the tax. Where does that tax money go? Half of the tax money is used to fund player benefits and players' individual retirement accounts, while the remainder goes to a supplemental commissioner's discretionary fund intended to be given to teams receiving revenue-sharing money. Remember that last part. I'm not here to debate the merits of a luxury tax, but what I don't understand is this. Because of the harsh penalties imposed by the tax, the Mets are not spending more money to sign players, and yet the players' union agreed to this, even though it prevents some of their members from earning a living. And the union agreed to this without insisting on a salary floor. If owners are taxed for spending too much, then why aren't owners taxed for spending too little? A salary floor would force teams to sign players, but the union merely suggested it without making it a requirement of the last collective bargaining agreement. I think the reason that there is no salary floor is because there is no salary cap, and that's the exchange the union made. But the result is that while there is no official cap, the tax we spoke of acts as a de facto cap, which allows the cheaper owners to continue being cheap without a penalty, while the high-end owners get penalized. By the way, I'm not equating spending with winning. We learned that the hard way last season. But because of the tax penalties, the Mets are disincentivized from doing everything they can to win. And winning is the point of all of this, right? And here, that means signing Jordan Montgomery. However, some teams feel no incentive to win because there is no salary floor. As a result, the Pirates and other teams are not required to get their payroll above a floor by the end of spring training, even though it would help their chances of winning. And at the same time, they can sit back and soak in the shared revenue and the tax penalties. Again, I'm not debating the luxury tax penalty, but looking at the ramifications. And what we see is the Mets not spending at this point, even though it would help the team, while other teams are not penalized for not spending. And that's absurd, but that's MLB under the leadership of Rob Manfred and Tony Clark. And because of that, it does not seem as if Jordan Montgomery will help the Mets in 2024. What do you think? Did you agree with me? Let me know. NationalLeagueTown@gmail.com. This is Grapefruit League Town, but I'm using the National League Town Gmail. NationalLeagueTown@gmail.com. My thanks to Dylan Heisen for reviewing and editing my essay. It's Monday. Today's an off day. There's no ballpark song of the day, but there will be on Wednesday. I'm going to the day game in West Palm Beach against Houston, and I'll report back to you after that game. I thank you for listening. So until then, I'm Jeff Heisen, and as always, let's go Mets! Copyright 2024, music provided by the Royal Arctic Institute. Check them out on Spotify.